Imagine riding in your car and singing about touching yourself 1 minute and knocking your mama out the next. That may seem a little crazy, but hey, it sounded great. I mean, probably the touching and not so much the knocking your mama part out. But regardless, we're talking 90s music on this all-new episode of Totally 80s and 90s Recall. Hello and welcome. On this podcast, we'll take a look at everything the 80s and 90s had to offer, from music and movies to television and pop culture. We'll provide some unique insights and hopefully some awesome memories, fun, and nostalgia along the way. If you're new to the show, we're so excited that you found us. And for our returning listeners and subscribers, it's great to have you back. I am one of your hosts, David, joined as always by a guy who loves all the Philly steaks he can eat, my good friend Rob.
I do love a good Philly cheesesteak. I want to take a minute to welcome all of the sexy people listening today. And you know who you are. We see you doing your little turn on the catwalk. We know that you are too sexy for your love. You're too sexy for your shirt. You're too sexy for Milan, New York, and Japan. You're too sexy for your car. You're too sexy for your hat. You're too sexy for our party. And we know how you feel about disco dancing. So let's just say what we're all thinking. You're so sexy, it hurts. So for all of those sexy people out there, just in case you're wondering, our love is never going to leave you.
Never going to leave.
Never.
To our sexy listeners?
Yeah,
sexy. All of our listeners are sexy, right? Let's hope. We'll just say if they're listening to us, they're sexy.
Yeah, my favorite one on there is you're too sexy for your hat.
Yes. Are you? Too sexy for your hat?
I'm not too sexy for anything.
I don't know if we've ever been accused
of being too sexy.
Nope. But maybe just sexy enough. I don't know.
Speak for yourself.
We've run that word into the ground, but that's fine. Well, before we jump in today, I'd just like to plug some friends of the show. Rob and I have a great time with our podcast, but we love supporting our other Gen X podcasts that are out there because we're not the only ones. So if you're looking for more 80s, 90s content, please check out our good friends, Sean and Eric. The name of their show is Toys Were Us podcast. They cover a lot of music, movies, and things kind of like we do, but a unique perspective, a little different than Rob's and I's. So great show. You should tune in. And another one, the Mixtape podcast. Again, nice 80s and 90s nostalgia look back. Lots of fun to be had. So check them out on any podcast platform. They're available everywhere. And with that, Rob, let's tell our fans what topic we'll be covering on this episode.
Yeah, so we're back to another Billboard Hot 100 list. So we are looking at the Billboard Hot 100 for the week of June 27th, 1991.
91.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what would you have been doing in 91?
91, I would have been ending my freshman year into my sophomore year.
Okay.
Depending on the year.
Okay.
So I guess that puts you in eighth grade?
Would that be summer of my eighth grade year? So I'd finished eighth grade?
You were 2 years behind me. I'm going into my sophomore year.
No, that's a good call.
You should go into your eighth grade
year. I'm going into my eighth. Yep.
So you're still kicking it junior high style.
Row junior high.
Yes.
Yep.
Back to the Billboard charts, as you said. We always have a lot of fun going back on this and researching what radio listeners in America thought were the best songs for any given week.
And we're not doing the top 50, bottom 50. This is just straight up.
No, we're going to use the entire top 100. Yep. So
awesome.
I think it's sometimes eye-opening to go back when I look at these lists and see what a large percentage of the population thought were the most popular songs.
Yes.
Because I agree with a lot of them. And then sometimes I'm like, that's higher than I would have imagined for that song.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Some of my lists, I was shocked at how low some of them were. I thought they were a lot higher, or they at least made top 10, and some of them never even cracked the top 10. So
that's true. Some of them never get there. But I always look at the numbers first, and I say, oh, it's at 73 this week, but maybe it's going up. Maybe
that's true.
Going down.
Like, where did it peak, right?
Yeah, where did it peak? So the peak is the important part. So, yeah, 91, that was a good year. Like, again, just finished my first year of high school, so lots of memories here. between riding the bus and then I didn't always ride the bus. Yeah. My sophomore year, our friend and your neighbor, Mike, got his driver's license.
Oh, yes.
And so we got to ride in his car. He had that Nissan, or was it a Toyota? I don't know. It was something small.
Yep. It was little.
But it had no back floorboard. It had rusted out. So when I rode in the back, I could see the road underneath.
Yes.
And like rocks would fly up. And whenever it rained, I'd have to like sit on the other side of the car because it would splash.
Yeah.
So he put a floor mat back there, but it would always slide under the front seat. So it would always inevitably get you wet. So
yeah. What was the deal with sketchy cars? Because your friend Ryan.
Yeah. He had the.
He had a little something. I don't remember.
It was a Honda Civic.
And I remember we were going on the road and he needed something out of the glove compartment.
Yeah.
And so we were going on the road and he turns the car off, takes the keys out of the ignition, hands me the keys.
To open the glove box.
Open the glove box, get what he needs, hand it back to him. He puts keys in, starts the car. We just
he had important just stuff going. In there that needed to be locked up.
I'm like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, Ryan also had a pager, so he's a big time guy.
Yeah, only drug dealers and pimps had
pagers. Well, and Ryan, because I can confirm he did neither of those things, at least when I was around. But and his dad was a Multnomah County sheriff, so he'd be hiding that really well if he had.
Yeah,
I think his pager was just to say hello to people. That's what it was for. Yeah. So
I guess in my head, that's what I always thought. That was pre-cell phone, so I thought people even who had cell phone were either
I never had
into some nefarious stuff.
Well, that could be. But I did know some girls in high school that also had them because then people could get a hold of them. Because they didn't want them calling their main line at their house. Yeah. So if they text, if they beep the 911, then they know I got a call. Yeah. Very important.
Yeah, nobody needed to know where I was that bad.
At all. No. Yeah, they could have cared less.
Yep.
So, well, whether we're going through some emotions, taking a joyride, or listening to Robin Hood confusingly speak with no British accent, we're checking out the sounds of 1991. While Terminator 2 is not the only thing that's back in 91, Rob's love of the Billboard charts is always alive as he hits us with his number 10 choice.
All right. My number 10 will not be shocking to you, but it is It Ain't Over Till It's Over.
Ooh, Lenny.
Yeah.
Really good.
I love this song.
I'm not a huge Lenny Kravitz guy, but this is a good one.
Yeah. And I started this one from the beginning. Just because I like the strings.
My wife loves Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, this is a great song.
She loves all the Lenny Kravitz songs.
Yeah. So good.
His delivery's a little interesting in this song. It's like he's kind of whisper singing.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah, I really like that. It's got kind of that 70s,
does have
kind of a classic vibe to it. Yeah, so it's based on, it had some, so it's based on, from what I read, I don't know if this is true or not, that it's based on Yogi Berra's statement, "It ain't over till it's over."
Awesome.
So that, I mean, that's
Yogi Berra had all the best statements, best quotes.
It was his first top 10 hit, became his highest hit, and it had a lot to do with his struggling marriage to Lisa Bonet.
Bonet of?
The Cosby Show.
The Cosby Show, and...
there was a spinoff, and I don't remember it.
A different world.
Different world. There you go. All right.
Because remember, you had Dwayne Wayne on that one.
Yeah. What do you call it? Trivia for you. The accompanying music video for "It Ain't Over Till It's Over" was directed by Jesse Dillon, Bob Dylan's son.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, same guy that later sang in the Wallflowers.
I think it's a different guy.
Different.
Actually, I know it is because I looked at the picture and I was like, oh, he's not. Oh. He does not look as cool as like.
So he had multiple
Jacob.
Jacob Dylan.
Yes,
there it is. Yeah. Multiple Dylans.
Yep. So. Yeah. So that's how I'm kicking it off. I love that song.
Nice. That is a good song.
There's a lot of songs in here that maybe aren't structurally or artistically good, okay. But I like them. So there you go. And
well,
I guess
good.
That's the point of it, right?
It is. I picked all the songs that I like. What's our over under? There are a couple songs on here that seem like musts between us, but
I am going to predict our number one is going to be the same.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
I do.
I'm very... I don't agree with that.
You don't?
But we'll see what happens.
All right.
Unless you know something.
I don't. I just...
Well, I'll go over under 3.
Okay.
because you had a good start. And I don't have, I'll just say now, I don't have Lenny Kravitz anywhere. Good song. I looked at it, just don't have it.
I don't know. And I've got a couple in here you will never pick.
Of course.
Just because of who the person is. Off. And then,
I could probably name those now. But, well, your number 10, solid. My number 10, It's Summertime from DJ Jazzy Jeff and The Fresh Prince.
I like this a lot.
It's probably my favorite Fresh Prince song.
Yeah. For a summertime song. Yeah, this is he talks about nostalgia in the song.
Yeah, it's about being in Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's there.
I love it. Absolutely.
So, but this is June, so we're out of school. It is the summertime. Mm-hmm. As I said, my favorite Fresh Prince song. Has a great vibe. Feels like the summer. When I play it, it feels, and no summer playlist I will make will never not have this song. This is a great song. Number 27 on the chart this week and rising. It would peak at number 4 on the US Hot 100, but it was number 1 on the UK dance charts and number 5 in New Zealand. Won a Grammy Award for Best Rap Performance by Duo or Group in 1992, and Rolling Stone ranked it number 9 on the Greatest Summer Songs of All Time. This is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness. I like that line. That's good.
Yes, I like it. No, that's that is, I can actually remember, you know, hanging out in the summer and that song playing.
Yeah, like it was on all the time. I taped it off the radio and I would play it all the time. And I memorized and still know all the words.
Yep.
So I like the part where he says he hustles to the mall.
To get me a short set.
Get me a short set.
That's right.
He's got on sneaks, but I need a new pair.
Because basketball courts in the summer got girls there.
That's right. And when we would go to the aquatic park basketball court in the summer, there were some girls there.
There were some girls there.
Now, we didn't bring them. Other people brought them, but they were there.
They weren't there to see us play.
No. But we played nonetheless.
That's funny. All right.
So, DJ Dazzy Jeff, Fresh Prince.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick. I'm shocked that it's not higher. Your list is deep.
Oh, it's going to get good.
If that's your number 10.
That is. Wow. You're going to see. The rest are really good.
All right. Well, here we go. My number 9 is Unbelievable by EMF.
Ooh. There it is. This song was everywhere when it came out.
Everywhere. I still don't know all the words. I think I know the words,
I've looked them up, and sometimes some of the words, I think with their British accents, it's sometimes tough to get exactly what they're saying. But very catchy. Good pop song. I love a good pop song.
So it was released. This peaked at number 3. Peaked at number 3 on the UK singles chart. Number 1 in December of 90. So it was hit all over the place. It was a hit in a top 10 in Belgium, Germany, Ireland, Netherlands, Norway, Spain, Sweden. So it was all over the place. The band drew inspiration from American hip hop for their fashion style, using their first advance to buy puffer jackets.
Yes.
Remember those? You had a puffer jacket, I think. Or a puffer. What was the pullover? It was the
starter jacket.
Starter. Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. And it was ranked number 31 on VH. I mean, it's kind of everywhere. Like you said, it was everywhere.
It was.
They're Australian, I think, if I read that right. And so they're not. Sorry, wrong person. Rolling Stone listed Unbelievable as number 12 in their 20 biggest songs of the summer in the 1990s.
Such a good song. There is, in my freshman year yearbook, and they always do a page of like current events, there's a big picture of the lead singer from EMF because that was a popular song that year. So, and he's wearing that painter's cap with the bill flipped up. Yeah, he's looking sharp.
Yeah.
Puffer jackets. Jacket. No, that song was everywhere. Yep. So that's a good one.
Yeah, I like that.
So I can't go after you for the first two. Those are good choices. So, well, my number 9 is super cool song. Lots of fun. It is by the KLF.
Oh.
It is called 3 AM Eternal.
Oh, I did not see. Nope.
No. What do you mean no?
I can't believe you did that.
Why? You stayed away from it? I like it. There's a lot of things going on.
Like, who was it? Like Tammy Wynette or something?
I don't know. There's a lot happening. I just think it's really good.
Yeah, no.
I think it's a cool song. So number 71 this week, song peaked at number 5 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Also hit number 1 in Canada, Denmark, Finland, and, not surprisingly, in the U.K., friends of the show. Since they're from the U.K., that makes sense. Cool song, as I said, a little different than some of the other stuff on the radio. The video was pretty interesting, too, as they incorporated the sound of dialing buttons on the old Zach Morris cell phone. You know, the big brick.
Oh, the brick.
Yeah.
Oh,
and if you're wondering, he also uses that brick phone as a microphone during the video.
Oh, wow.
So good use of props by the KLF. So
KLF. No,
If you hear the beginning of the song, it's the first minute is going boop, beep, boop. He's just hitting the buttons on the phone. It's awesome. Nope. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I don't even know if that's on my cutting room. No, wow. It's not. I know it's not.
You weren't in with the KLF?
No, I wasn't. What? With the KLF, yeah. Did they have anything else?
I thought you were cool.
One hit wonder?
It was a good hit.
Yeah.
If it's a one hit wonder, it's a good one hit to have.
Yeah.
So, well, you're going to remember it now. The KLF.
The KLF.
Yes.
And was it the KLF?
It is. If you look it up, not it just is KLF. The KLF.
The KLF.
The KLF is going to rock you. That was their tagline.
They're going to rock you. All right. Well, they rocked somebody.
They did. They rocked me. Hence, number 9.
Number 9. Well, my number 8 is right here, right now.
Ah, that is good. Jesus Jones. That's good. Another where he sounds like he's kind of whisper singing.
Yeah.
Like, could he not use his full voice? That's a little raspy. But great song.
Yeah. Nice.
Yep. Another one hit wonder type.
Yeah, I think they would totally fall into that category. So British, they were considered a British alternative dance band. I don't know. Whatever.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. Seems like a lot, but whatever. Peaked at number 31 in the UK, became a top 10 in the United States. It reached number 2. It peaked at number 2. This week it was number 7. The song was inspired by the revolutions that were happening in 1989 in Europe, and there's actually another song on my list that also deals with it. So, so Jesus Jones.
Jesus Jones.
That's my number 8.
You like that band name?
It's clever. Right? They're playing on the whole. What is that? What is that called when you have the same sounds? Alliteration.
Oh yeah.
Is that right?
I think so.
I don't know. I should know that.
You're the smart one in the group. I don't know. If you're going to use words, you should know what they mean.
I should know that.
So, all right.
Somebody will correct us on that.
Well, we go from Jesus Jones to kind of a wholesome act, but a song I love nonetheless, and an artist that I like. My wife, not a fan.
Oh.
But I do like. It is Amy Grant.
With
Baby Baby.
Oh yeah. I do remember you liking Amy Grant.
We can get out of here.
Such a weird choice.
Not a weird choice. It's a good song. What do you mean a weird choice?
I think our over and under is going to be way off.
No, way off. You didn't have the Amy?
No.
It's a good chorus. Good pop song. Right here is a good crescendo.
Okay, talk about using big words.
Crescendo?
Crescendo?
I don't think it's that big of a word, actually.
Well.
So. This was sitting at number 51 this week, but falling. Had hit number 1 on the Billboard U.S. Hot 100 and Adult Contemporary charts, so you can kind of mess with it all you want, but obviously a lot of people like that song. Also hit number 1 in Canada, you're probably not surprised, and was top 10 in 9 other countries. Song received 3 Grammy nominations and was her biggest hit since her 1986 duet with the one and only Peter Cetera.
Oh.
That song being The Next Time I Fall, which is just a great song. I recommend everyone download and listen to it right after this podcast. This seemed real radio friendly at the time. Still seems pretty radio friendly. And I found myself singing along. And I will fully admit, unapologetically, as you just mentioned, I like Amy Grant.
You do like Amy Grant.
You do not like Amy Grant.
No, I don't mind her. My wife's a big fan of her. Because previously to being a pop star, she was big in the Christian
you know, scene.
I know more about Amy Grant than you should. Character. She's not my favorite, but I mean, whatever.
All right.
So, not because she's Christian, because I just don't like that style of music.
You don't like Baby Baby? Is that what we're just talking about right now?
I don't know. She's another one that has kind of a weird delivery, right?
She sounds good to me.
She's not like a powerhouse singer.
She's kind of
a talk singer.
It went number 1 on multiple charts. So,
well, that's fine.
We'll see if any of your songs went number 1 on multiple charts.
That's your favorite phrase. Oh, that's fine.
It is.
That's fine.
I got you.
All right. All right. My number seven.
Let's see if you can transition from Amy Grant. See how you back this up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going the opposite way of Amy Grant. So this is my number seven. It is. Oh, you're going to like this one.
Ah, yes.
Come on now.
Some of the best opening whistling in a song possible.
I remember you listening. We'd listen, and you would, for some reason, you always came back to the Gorky Park.
Gorky or Gonky? I think I thought it was Gonky.
I don't know. Listening to the wind. Such a good song.
It is a really good song.
Yeah, it's real slow, then gets that upbeat.
The Scorpions.
Yeah, the Scorpions. So anyway.
Classic 80s into 90s band.
Yeah. So they were a West German rock band. I guess I don't remember them being from Germany, but
I do remember.
You remember that.
I do.
It's considered a power ballad.
It definitely
okay,
is.
Okay, so my number, it peaked at number 36 this week, back in 91. It also is a reply to the political stuff that was happening.
Landscape.
Back there at the time. So,
like the Berlin Wall coming down and stuff?
Yeah, and it's, I don't understand all that. It was above me. So anyway, but yeah, there was some unrest, civil unrest going on back there, and this song was a... as a result to that. It is one of the best-selling... So with an estimated sales of 14 million copies worldwide, it is one of the best-selling singles of all time.
All time.
And it holds the record for the best-selling single by a German artist.
Ooh.
Yeah, it is even better than the...
no, don't say it.
I'm doing it.
The Germans will disagree with you, right? They like... You saying... Are you going on record saying they like the Scorpions better than the Hasselhoff?
The numbers seem
the
to
numbers
suggest
seem
that.
The numbers seem to suggest... Yeah. Because I've not seen a movie where they pay tribute to the Scorpions, but I've seen Dodgeball, and they pay tribute to Hasselhoff.
Okay,
that,
well, if you're using Dodgeball as the...
You should use Dodgeball for everything. Dodgeball is fantastic.
Well, yes.
It's out of our zone in this podcast, but if we could talk about that, that'd be wonderful. So maybe we'll make an exception someday.
Someday.
Well, going from that... song, which was kind of slow but very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
We go to a little more upbeat.
Okay.
And it's going to be Crazy by Seal.
Oh, that's a good one.
But we're never gonna survive. First introduction to Seal.
Yeah. Do you remember we had quite a debate about what happened to his face?
Yeah.
There was we always wondered.
Everybody always wondered. Fire?
I don't know.
Was he born that way? I
don't know.
I'll have to look it up again. Like we debated that. About it. We still don't even know the answer.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great song.
Well, this was number 67 this week and would reach number 7 on the US Hot 100. Hit number 1 in Belgium, the Netherlands, Sweden, and Switzerland. Big ups to the Swiss. And top 20 in every other country I could find. So basically, everyone loved this song. The song was inspired, again, by the fall of the Berlin Wall and... the Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989. So it seems to be a theme across the songs. Fun fact, this song has been covered by Alanis Morissette in 2005. Good song, very memorable in 91. Kiss from a Rose would be my favorite, if I'm honest. And there's a really funny scene. You probably haven't seen this, but Andy Samberg did a movie, Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stoppin'.
No.
So he had Seal sing at his engagement to this girl. And he also has wolves there because the girl likes wolves.
Oh,
well, the wolves get loose.
Okay.
And they start chasing everyone. And Andy Samberg and the girl get in the limo. And Seal's trying to get in, but the wolves drag him back out. But it's funny because he says, not again, because he alludes to he got the scars in his face the first time wrestling wolves. So.
Oh, that's good. That was a good segue.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So
he got up by wolves.
Yeah, so it's pretty funny. So
attacked by wolves.
Crazy meets the intent of that part of that movie where he's getting attacked by wolves as also being crazy.
That's funny. No. So,
Seal.
Yeah, good song.
Good song. You didn't have that one either,
I
huh?
I don't know.
You're not on
I don't know.
All right, we'll wait and see if he pops back up.
Yeah, I don't think it does. It might. I don't know. All right, here we go. Oh, my number six. I was excited for this. Only because I know how much you like.
There he is.
Yeah.
This is like the song of 1991.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised it's so low on your...
I know.
This video. Man, it was just all, the whole. It was the whole movie in the video. Just, man,
so good.
I will concede
that it's a good song.
That I don't
hate it.
Dislike that song. Okay. Mm-hmm. I will listen to that song in the car.
Yeah,
and even though Bryan Adams is singing it. So.
Yeah. So it just some stats here. The song was an enormous chart success internationally, reaching the number one position on the music charts of at least 19 countries. It went on to sell more than 15 million copies worldwide, making it Adam's most successful song and one of the best selling singles of all time.
Yep.
And then yeah. It's got a laundry list of Grammys,
everything,
nominations.
Did it win the Oscar?
It was nominated for the Grammy Award for Record of the Year. It was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song, but lost to Beauty and the Beast, which I think is...
That sounds good.
That's ridiculous.
No, Beauty and the Beast has Peebo.
That's true.
Yeah. So if you're going to have Peebo, that's better than Bryan Adams.
All right.
Peebo and Celine Dion, if you really want to put the duet together.
That's true. That is a powerhouse. That's yeah.
something right there. Bryan can't hold up to that.
Two Canadians going at it.
I just remember the video because, yes, it's just clips of, well, it's Bryan standing at a forest with, I think, a jean jacket on singing.
Yeah, and he's on the beach a couple times. Yeah. Like, it kind of goes back and forth.
And
yeah.
then the rest of it is just it's clips Robin of Hood. Robin Hood. With Kevin Costner, not the
best accent
doing
ever.
Anything considered an English accent.
He didn't even try.
Not even try. Everyone
well, I think
else
he
is doing.
Tried, but
everyone else is trying.
I think he gives up.
Makes no effort.
About 5 minutes.
The only redeeming quality of that movie is Alan Rickman as the sheriff.
Oh yeah,
he's the best part.
And, something about taking the guy's eyes out with a spoon or something like that.
It was some kind of spoon because he said, yeah. Oh, a spoon because he said, why not a knife? And he said, a spoon's duller. It'll hurt more.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Well, we'll exit Sherwood Forest and head back to civilization because my next song is a song that was very relevant to a lot of young teenagers in 1991. And it is the Divinyls with
What?
I Touch Myself.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Okay, I've been accused.
Tells a lot of, this speaks to a lot of teenagers. Nothing wrong with touching himself. I love this song. What?
I've been accused of picking songs just to be.
Just to be what?
Just to be obnoxious.
No. I legitimately
and I feel like
that
song. No. Is an obnoxious pick.
No, I legitimately love this song.
The only thing I can see is when I hear that song is Austin Powers doing his against the Fembots.
And that's good.
That's
but
all I got.
In 91, there was no Austin Powers. So all you had was that girl in this video kind of rolling around. And anyway.
Yeah.
So released in November of 1990, was number 4 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. But again, friends of the show, Australia, it hit number 1, which in this case is not surprising since the band is from Australia. The song was described as infectious, and the music video was directed by none other than the director of Bad Boys, The Rock. That's right, Michael Bay. So he did direct this video. Shocking that nothing blew up in the entire video. I watched it several times, but apparently he wasn't full Michael Bay at that point yet. So.
Wow.
Song speaks for itself. It's not subtle. And we all know what it is. And we were happily singing along in our youth in the 90s with no cares in the world. It's on the radio. You're in the car with friends, parents, whoever, and just crank up I Touch Myself. And yeah, they say it a lot of times.
Yeah. There's no hiding it.
No.
And then, yeah, parents.
No one cared that it was on the radio.
Yeah, I don't remember that ever being like a, you know.
No
hey,
one
you
said
need to,
that
you need to
shouldn't
turn,
be on the
turn
radio.
Turn that off.
No.
Wow.
So, touching yourself is probably better than touching others. You can't get anything bad from touching yourself.
Wow.
Right? Didn't, what's it, that other group sang a song about touching themselves, or touching, was it? Do it like we do on the Discovery Channel Bloodhound Gang.
Oh, that yes. Was,
yeah, so.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
Wow. You got a Bloodhound Gang reference in
here. I did. Got to have it.
Wow.
Now, can you top touching myself?
I think so. This is a great song. This is my number five.
Number five.
It is. You're gonna love it.
Ooh. I do like this song. The classic 50s greaser video.
Yeah, it was
Keanu Reeves.
Supposed to be Rebel Without a Cause.
Ooh, it was good. I love the rush. So emotional.
Yeah.
Great song.
My favorite part of that, though, was the video. It's Keanu Reeves.
Keanu, yes, yeah. Running around.
And they have some really kind of silly dialogue.
John Wick.
Yeah.
It's not silly, first of all. Yeah. Keanu delivers not silly dialogue.
She's running around just kind of like a 50s. And there's a street race. Remember the climactic street race?
Yeah, it's based on the movie, the James Dean movie.
Yeah, Rebel Without a Cause. There you go. They're up at the Griffith Observatory. Yeah. At the time. So this did go to number one.
Yes, of course.
Yes. At the time, it was the longest running number one since Madonna's Like a Virgin, that's good, right? Spent 6 weeks at number one during 1985, but that was Madonna's spent 6 weeks. So this was the longest running, that you're up there with Good Company. So I remember the video. I remember we making fun of the Keanu Reeves.
So we didn't make fun. You might have made fun of Keanu. I love Keanu. I would never make fun of John Wick in my life. So
no.
That's a great video.
I love it.
Good song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Rush. Mm. It's very emotional. It gives you the feelings.
I don't want to give it too much.
All right. Like fine. It'd be a good slow dance. Good slow dance song, maybe?
Yeah, I don't think you hear that song enough. I don't know how many slow dances I go to. But
you should start DJing things like that, and then you could play Rush, and we'll see what happens.
Well, then because the only people we'd be DJing for are young kids, right? And then they'd be like, who is this?
They'll be like, this is really good. Yeah. Maybe you'll introduce it to them. Play it for your kids and see if they like it first.
They'll hate it initially, and then when they start to listen to it, they go, "Wait,
never."
Yeah. And then until somebody covers it, and then they'll go, "Oh, this is a good song." I'm like,
"No one can hate Rush." Yeah. So, well, going from Paula Abdul to mine, good pivot. One of the more popular songs I think of '91, mm-hmm. particularly from a video standpoint, and that is going to be REM with "Losing My Religion."
Oh.
Yeah. Michael Stipe kind of dancing weird in the whole video.
Yeah.
He kind of always dance weird.
This is kind of the, I don't know if this is an accurate statement, but I think for me, this would have been my first exposure to REM.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I they were around, obviously, much longer than that, but I
hadn't heard of them before.
Like, who are these people?
Yeah. So. College band that kind of got big. So sitting solid this week at number five. We always talk about songs from the 80s on the pod being essential listening. Well, love it or hate it, I think this is one of those from the 90s. Kind of like one of those essential. If you see a 90s like throwback CD or now playlist, I think this will always be on it. Song feels like high school, I'll be honest. Feels like driving to school in the morning with this being on the radio. Driving around Milwaukee, heading to Pietro's for some pizza.
Right? Oh, wow.
That's for an inside. Pietro's was a local pizza place in the old Milwaukee, Oregon, as people like to mispronounce it all the time. It would top out at number four on the Billboard Hot 100, but did go number one in Belgium and the Netherlands. So big props to those folks for loving REM. They definitely didn't lose their religion.
No, and I'm just going to come right out and say it didn't make my list.
How is that possible?
I know, right?
I am now very intrigued at what is going to happen in your top four-ish.
Oh.
Because
they'll be proud of my number four.
That's weird.
I don't know if it's weird. That's one of those songs I think got overplayed, sadly. I like that song.
All right.
It's a good song.
It's a great song.
But I think it was also a song that was everywhere.
Everywhere. It was everywhere. Okay.
But anyway, all right. My number four is... Come on.
More Than Words?
More Than Words.
What a song.
Extreme.
It's a great song. Great video.
Yeah, also great. Yeah, you get the black and white.
Those two sitting on a stool.
Yep.
And the rest of the band's taking a nap.
Well, and they're like, they got the lighters in the background. And
there's a dog. There's a dog in the background.
Good song.
Great slow dance song again.
Yeah.
You did it again.
Let's see. What can I tell you about the song? By the band Extreme. I thought this was interesting. It says, as such, it has often been described as, quote, a blessing and a curse due to its overwhelming success and recognition. We said that about another band. I don't know what else.
It was some kind of a one. Yeah. Curse problems. Okay.
Made
them super famous.
But it says, but the band ultimately embraced it and plays it at every show.
Yeah, they better.
As they should.
No one goes to an Extreme show to see Moneymaker.
Sees the rest of
their, which I think is a song they wrote.
Sees the rest of their.
Yeah, that catalog is not anything without more than words. So.
Yeah. And then, it peaked at number 6 this week. On March 23rd, 1991, it entered at number 81, and then it did eventually go to number 1. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So more than once.
That Extreme. Thing was.
That's
yes,
another one I everywhere. Remember being I had, everywhere.
I had that cassette single.
Oh, I was going to mention that this is around the time that I was getting.
Yeah.
This is pre-CD for me. CDs are.
By the way, to correct myself, their other song wasn't Moneymaker. I was just trying to be funny.
I don't know any of their other songs.
Wholehearted was another song they sang. If you play that song, you'll know it in 2 seconds. So it's not great, but it is that. And I think it got a little more credit than it deserved just because it came behind More Than Words. So people were like, oh, we like Extreme now.
Yeah.
So, but they didn't like Extreme.
What are your thoughts on Gary Cherone years for Van Halen?
That's bad.
That's bad?
If it's not David Lee Roth, it's all bad.
Okay.
Just so we're on the same page.
I don't know if there's very many people out there that liked the Gary Cherone
I heard of that, but I've never discussed it until this moment. So it didn't warrant a lot of talk in my life previously.
Yeah.
So he can just stay on the stool with his buddy and sing More Than Words. Try to stay out of the Van Halen catalog, right? So, well, now we go to just an awesome song. My top four are all great, but this is where we're kicking it off. Okay. It's my, of course, favorite Swedish pop duo.
What?
It is Roxette. It is Joyride.
Oh.
It is awesome.
Good one.
Love Roxette. Love them.
You talk about somebody that's got a good catalog.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
This whole... I mean, they write the best pop songs. Look how catchy that is.
Yeah.
And then the video, they were driving in a car, I think.
Love it.
They were like in the back of the car. Well, this song was riding high at number 59 on the Billboard. It's not that high. But we know how I feel about Roxette, and this song is no different. Excellent pop song. Great to sing along to. Makes me feel good. This song hit number 1 on the Billboard in the U.S., Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, and of course, Zimbabwe, as well as being top 10 in 6 other countries. All this proves my ongoing thesis that I've been working on for years that the whole world loves, that's capital L-O-V-E-S to shout in the back, whole world loves Roxette.
That's a good song. And you really like the Roxette.
I do. It's so good to listen to. Always fun to sing along to. And I'm just going to throw it out there. Because I know they're listening. So if you're listening, Roxette, we would love to have you on the program. You call in anytime. You send me an email. We will dedicate an entire episode to you. We will do the interview. We'll listen to your
catalog. What is her name? Do you know?
Roxette. Do I know the lead singer's name? Not off the top of my head.
That was a good answer.
So, but their name is Roxette. So, but they are always welcome on the show.
That was so fast.
Call in and let's go.
Roxette. That's her name.
Roxette. I think she legally changed it to that. Why not? Just be as famous as possible.
That's right. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
All right. Gosh, we're getting into our
top threes.
Well, yeah, our top threes, right? And I had a hard time with these, but here we go. This struggled. I almost made this my number one, but here we go.
Ah, you went with LL.
Oh, this song.
Good song.
Man.
Boom.
Oh, so.
The video is just so, it's so vivid and memorable. Him in the ring, the black and white.
Over here.
Him grabbing the mic in the middle of the ring.
He's so mean, so mad.
Yes. Well, he wants to knock his mama out.
So good.
Or actually, his mama told him.
Yeah. Anyway, one of my
apparently his mom is mean as well.
What does he say in there? He says, "Never ever pull my lever."
Yes.
Just
those lyrics.
And the way he delivers it, though, he says it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Anyway, this peaked, or this week it was at number 33. It only reached number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100. This is one of those ones I thought would have been higher. He won Best Solo Rap Performance at the Grammys. Yeah, and it's on a bunch of lists of top...
best thing ever.
Yeah, 2020 Rolling Stone ranked the album number 246 on their updated list of 500 greatest albums of all time.
So good.
So, yeah, I just... Yeah, this song, you talk about vividly seeing the video.
Oh, yeah.
With his hoodie on and
yeah, we watched
spittle coming. You've got the mic that comes down. And
we watched it together lots of times.
And so to hear it again, I hadn't heard it forever. And to listen to it, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is a good one. This one gets you kind of pumped up.
Yeah, you should tell everyone how you would watch it in your room and practice the shadow boxing moves so you could learn to box.
Right? That's not true.
It's 100% true.
At all.
You're just lucky there were no camera phones back then.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's a true statement.
That is a true statement.
Holy cow, my life would... I'd be in trouble.
Well, we're in the top... let's see. What number was that for you? That was number...
that was my number three.
Three. So we're in the top three. So this... I'm coming strong here. This is a heavy hitter. I'm just going to play it. I'm not even going to introduce it because you're going to know as soon as you hear the first note. Of course.
This is good.
I heard this song. I bought the tape the same day.
I still have the tape. It's right up there on the shelf.
The same day I heard this song, I was at the mall buying this.
Yep. There's a really great documentary on Netflix
right now
about
multiple times. It's really good.
The Boyz II Men effect.
So this is, of course, Motown Philly by Boyz II Men. All the Philly steaks you can eat, Rob.
Mm.
Love this song. Number 46 this week, Rising, eventually hitting number 3 on the Billboard. That's criminal. Should have been number 1. Love Me Some Boyz II Men. And this was the intro. I remember when this hit the radio, I taped it off Z100. I got the cassette that day. Mm-hmm. Then the whole tape of Cooley High Harmony was awesome. Remember that song?
No. Yeah, that's good. I still have the tape. It's survived all these years. I remember I got it for Christmas one year.
Yeah.
With that and the Simpsons Sing the Blues.
That's the second time you've mentioned the Simpsons Sing. You love that tape.
It was so good. Yeah. I don't know. I wish I still had it. I don't know what happened to
it. One of these podcasts, we're going to have to premiere the Bartman for those folks that forgot about doing the Bartman, right? So
strong, strawberry long clock homer.
Oh, yeah. But Boyz II Men might be one of my, they are easy one of my top five favorite things of the 90s. Mm-hmm. So I could do all things Boyz II Men lots of times. But I love this song. It's great. They do the little boom, boom, ba, ba.
Yeah, the acapella acapella in the middle is pretty good.
Really good. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I remember you coming down to the house.
Yes.
I had a, I don't know, what would you call it? Like a boom box?
Yes.
At the time, it wasn't the modular thing. It was a boom box. It sat on my headboard and you're like, oh, you got to hear this. Got to
hear it.
And it was a recording. And
you fell in love.
I listened to it all the time.
Yes.
Even my mom will say, oh, you used to like Boyz II Men. You love them so much.
You fell in love. You had that poster above your bed?
I did not have a poster.
I think you got them all to sign it at a concert.
No, I did not. No, never saw them.
Never mind. Okay. Anyway. But you loved the concerts. They would have been good in concert.
Yeah, they just came through here.
Well, they're coming to Spokane in September. So there's our opportunity.
There you go. And there's only three of them now.
Yeah, the other guy is doing something else.
Yeah,
the bassist.
I thought he had some medical things. What was the deal with the cane? Remember, he had a cane.
It's just cool to have.
Just cool to have the cane.
It's a little bit of a pimp move.
I do remember they all had like nicknames.
They did
in the inside liner notes. It was like Squirt and Pudge and
those didn't last very long.
No, I know.
Yeah, and they all wore the same clothes all the time.
They did.
Yes.
All right.
Well, that's number three. Good luck going behind that.
Well, my number two, you've already done it.
So, oh, no.
Yeah, we're starting. What was our over-under?
It was three.
Three.
Okay. So this is our first one?
Yep, I think it's our
there
first
it is.
One. All right, here
first
it
crossover. Ah, you put Summertime way up high.
I like this song a lot.
I love this song.
From 91.
Yeah. So good.
This song comes on the radio or in the car, it gets turned up.
All the time. It's awesome.
And then my kids cringe as I sing the whole thing.
Why would they cringe?
Because it's what teens are supposed to
be. Kids today don't know
cringy toward their dad.
Adjusting the bass and letting the Alpine blast. They don't know what the Alpine is.
What's the Alpine? Yeah, they don't know that.
What the heck?
Yeah, I don't have anything else to add. They won the Grammy. This week it was 27. I think you said everything. Everything you said was spot on. And this song, I think it would kind of an anthem of a era for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great song.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Just a groove. Great groove to listen to in the summer. Makes you feel good. Well, I go from summertime listening to that to my favorite, one of my favorites.
Is this your number two?
Number two. One of my favorite 90s hair bands. Mm-hmm. It is Firehouse.
Oh,
it is
I knew you were gonna...
Don't Treat Me Bad. Oh, I love this song so much. So good. The singer hits notes that humans shouldn't hit. So good.
Was this
just
like,
let this play for the rest of the podcast. Here it comes.
I remember you singing that.
So good. I love this song. It was very hard for this not to be number one.
I saw it on the list and I thought it'd be your number one.
It was very hard not to be number one, but
yeah,
there was just there's another one, but this isn't
the one with the at the restaurant with the
that this is what I was listening
yeah,
to.
That's what
this
I thought.
Is the restaurant with the flames going around my head. Yeah. Yes, this is
that's
this
how
was,
you impressed
this was
your wife.
Yeah, that, well, I impressed her in other ways, but that helped. this was blazing at number 44 this week, but flaming down the charts. My puns, they're getting good.
Wow.
Firehouse for the Win by All Rights. This should have been number one for me, but there was one and only one song that kept it out, and we'll reveal it in a few minutes. This would only hit number 19 in the U.S., so boo on the rest of the U.S. for not recognizing how great this song is. But number 8 in Australia, I love everything about this song. The lead singer's high notes, the acoustic guitar, transformed to electric guitar. It's just seamless. Everything in the video is on fire. They're in a parking lot. It's awesome, and it's the last hurrah, really, for hair metal because... it's about to die. It's 91.
Yeah.
It's about to go bye-bye. This is easy top 10 90s song for me. And yes, I just said that. So listeners, convince me I'm wrong that there are 10 other songs better than Don't Treat Me Bad because it is great.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I thought I read somewhere that they were like one of the last, like even charting-wise, they
are.
Were one of the last.
Yeah, you can go look at the Billboard and
bands,
the pretty much after thing. This, it starts to become... Firehouse get put out.
Yeah.
Nirvana and company come in and just put the fire out.
They're
good today, right? Yeah. They're just rolling off.
Fast.
Rolling off.
You didn't even write those.
Nope.
Just, yep.
That's what you call improv.
Improv.
That's what I call improv. Well, before we reveal, do you have anything else you'd like to add about Firehouse? Because I know how much you
were they into. Were they, they weren't like a super band. No. I'm thinking of somebody else.
No, they're not super.
Oh, I was thinking Damn Yankees.
Yes,
that had a bunch
was
of like
a super band.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Good song there too. That might show up someday.
Okay.
Well, before we reveal our number ones, let's head to the cut line. As we put our list together, we often find it very difficult to rank just 10 in each category. So for this segment, we will each identify two songs that just fell out of our top 10. We will also identify an honorable mention, which is a song we missed the first time around, but found sometime later and really liked. It can also be a song maybe you heard.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't appreciate it enough, you think, back then, or maybe you dismissed, and now you realize, hey, this is a really good song.
Yeah.
So we'll let you lead it off, Rob, with your cut.
So my first cut is a little Seattle band.
Ah, Queensryche.
A little silent
song. It's so haunting.
It is.
It's
so good.
I can't listen to this all the time.
It is.
Just a little much sometimes.
Yeah.
But solid song.
Yeah. It's a very complex song. It's very long. It's got highs and lows.
Highs and lows.
Kind of a dream.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Chorus is good, though.
Yeah. No, I like it. What can I tell you about this? It's a power ballad. Also,
yes.
Yeah, the band Queensryche. You see, this week it was at number 52, and at number one, it reached number one on the album Billboard Album Rock Tracks. It was nominated in 1992 for the Grammy Awards for Best Rock Song. And Best Rock Vocal Performance.
Uh-huh.
But it did not win. So
yeah.
But it was nominated.
I think Queensryche was like a hard metal band before they wrote that, right?
Yeah, I don't remember. That was like much their about, yeah.
I think if you go look that up, I think this is where some of these bands, and Extreme did that too with More Than Words, where they figured out that the ballad was a winning formula to get on the radio, and so they sold out.
Yeah, I just remember there was a guy in high school. I couldn't pull up his name, but he was a huge Queensrÿche fan.
That's their fan then. Oh, that's the one guy.
He was like,
who chooses that band?
I don't know.
All these bands floating around in the world, and you know what? I am planting my flag on Queensrÿche.
I guess.
All right, that works for him. So, we're gonna have our second crossover.
Oh,
because my first honorable mention. You'd think I'd know what I was saying. Yeah. My first cut is a song that you already played, and it is by that nice little West German band, The Scorpions, and it is, of course, Wind of Change. I'll just go with the whistle part again because that's what I queued up. So
yeah,
best opening whistle to a song.
Well, and you hear it, you know it. Hey. Like you go, oh, this is Wind of Change.
It's a good song. And we don't have to overly experience it again. Went through it all. I did have in my notes here, you said everything, but I had in my notes, and we did not talk about it beforehand, I did say, I did love singing out Gorky Park, although full confession, I thought it said Gonky Park. So see, we already discussed that.
Maybe it is Gonky Park.
No, I looked it up.
It is Gorky Park. Okay.
Yeah, I was definitely wrong. So, but yep, that's my first cut. So on our over-unders was 3. That's 2.
All right.
Summertime and Wind of Change.
We're getting pretty good.
So that means we'll see if you escape your second cut and we won't cross over.
Yeah, we won't.
Because I'm confident our number ones are not going to be the same.
They're not now.
Yes.
Number 2 will not be on your list because I know you're not a... But it is.
I thought this would be on your regular 10. I don't mind this one.
Yeah. And a lot of people didn't mind this one because it's, if I read this right, it's his most successful single on the Billboard album rock chart.
But it's not the best of the 90s. Last Dance with Mary Jane's way better.
It can't. Yeah.
Into the Great Wide Open's way better.
Seems like there'd be better ones that were more successful, but it just said most successful single on the Billboard album rock chart. So,
I gotcha.
The video, I remember I had to rewatch it and I was like, oh my gosh, it came back. But the video there, it's filmed in like a plain boneyard, like out in the desert.
Yeah.
Probably like Las Vegas or something. There's a nuclear bomb. There's a whole sub story with a pool boy and a
you said a good, pool boy.
A good looking girl. And then there's a drug trip thing. There's a UFO at the end. And I
sounds like the beginning of a porn. You got a pool boy and a good looking girl.
Kind of strange. But then at the end, he's got that little whistle, the little bird whistle. I tried to find a place to get this in my top 10, but
I like
anytime I can get a Tom Petty song in the top 10, I'll try. I'll try.
I will say that I've always had fun trying to, I would listen to the songs and try to sound like Tom Petty. So that would be me in my room, like, but then it would turn into more Bob Dylan, be like, "Ain't got wings," you know, and I'm like, I don't know if that sounds right. But it's probably not good.
Well, it's not hard. I don't think he was a hard one to sound. Well, he was a complex singer. Yeah.
Well, Learning to Fly is really good. And my second cut is also amazing. It's not about flying at all. Mm-hmm. It is about sex.
Oh.
Because it's I Want to Sex You Up by
Color Me Bad.
The super group, Color Me Bad. TikTok, We Don't Stop, Rob.
Oh, I had this tape.
You know you've said that before. Hey, girl, TikTok, We Don't Stop.
Did I?
I have some questions about the song, though. It says,
have you seen these guys?
Yeah, they're great.
No, it's...
It says, we'll make love until we wake up.
Are they sleeping?
No, that makes a lot of sense.
I don't think that's how that works. I mean, from what I understand it to...
So what are we determining here? They were doing it long enough that they fell asleep and kept going in their sleep and then woke themselves back up? Is that...
Yeah, I don't think that's how that... Well, I mean, that's impressive.
I guess. I don't know if you put her to sleep. That doesn't make any sense. But all right. Well, sitting at number 2 this week on the chart, but would spend 4 consecutive weeks at number 1 in the U.S., Rob.
Wow.
4 weeks, a month. Everyone wanted to sex You up, yeah. Me up. Everybody's sexing everybody up. And number one hit in the UK. And of course, you know where. Friends of the show, New Zealand. This was also a top 10 in 10 other countries off the New Jack City soundtrack, which
New Jack City.
If you remember.
I had a lot of.
You and I saw New Jack City at that crappy little theater in downtown Milwaukee. It cost like $1.
Yes.
And I don't even know how we got in because in 91, we were not 17 years old. And the guy just sold us tickets and let us right in. We went in. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We were one of like 4 people in the whole theater.
And if I remember right, they showed movies that were older.
Yeah. They'd been out for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. And it cost like $1 or $2 to watch the movie.
That's funny.
So we went down there and we watched, remember that. You know, Am I My Brother's Keeper, right? So we watched New Jack City.
There's a lot of things that came off of that soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Started a whole new Jack Swing. That was a whole thing. So anyway.
But how do you feel about sexing it up, Rob? TikTok, you don't stop.
I listened to that a lot.
Yeah, you did.
Well, that was a good song.
Yeah. Who needs sex ed when you can just listen to Color Me Bad?
I just remember that the one guy looked like Kenny G.
Yes.
I was like, Kenny G's in a band.
One guy looked like George Michael. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there was another guy. Who was he? Oh, yeah. He's kind of a nerdy looking dude. Yeah, it was an odd mix.
Great group. A lot of overalls in that group.
Oh, the jean overalls.
Yeah, those are good.
With the one strap hanging down.
Yeah. So, well, that takes you to your honorable mention. I don't know if you can be better than sexing you up, but you can try.
It goes a whole different direction. Oh, so, yeah.
It's too bad.
It is. That's my honorable mention. Man. Yeah. Wow. This is She Talks to Angels by the Black Crowes.
It's really good.
Yeah, I really like this one.
It's so good. The pain
gonna make it. But I put it here because it fits the definition of honorable mention. I didn't appreciate it.
I didn't. I will agree with that. I think I was a hard to handle guy.
Yeah, right. That's how we know it. And
that's the big one. The hard to handle.
So I don't know much. Let's see. It was number 21. Your friend, you in New Zealand. You always bring up the New Zealand. This only got it was 98 this week. It reached number 30.
Yeah,
it would peak at number 30.
Gotcha.
But yeah, it has something to do with a woman that Chris Robinson, the lead singer, that he kind of knew in Atlanta, and she had some heroin issues and stuff. So
gotcha.
It's got kind of a
stay away from the heroin.
So, yeah, don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs. Yeah.
So that's my honorable.
Don't know how I'll back that up. My honorable mention is. I'll just play it, and you'll know it when you hear it.
Shut up.
Are you kidding?
I have the exact same theory that you had, is I only ever listened to Hard to Handle, and then years later I heard this, and now I think this is their
Get
best song.
Out.
Yeah.
Get out.
So over under was 3. This is 3.
Like, honest, like we don't.
No.
That
was my honorable mention. It fits the definition of I listen to or knew every other song on the countdown. This was the only one where I really never listened to this because I got the Hard to Handle single. So I didn't listen to She Talks to Angels. And I don't even remember it being on the radio that much.
No.
So, but when I found it later, this is their best song.
Yeah.
It's way better than Hard to Handle.
Oh,
so.
Absolutely.
Don't have anything much more than what you said. It wasn't a high charting song.
I'm shocked.
44 in Australia, you didn't have that.
But no,
I have that. So, no. But yeah, shocking turn of events here that we had the same honorable mention.
Wow.
But in 91, we could have had similar tastes.
Yeah, I didn't think you would have. Well, I know. I don't know. I just didn't think they were your kind of your style. But
I'm not cool enough to listen to the Black Crowes.
I think
I'm okay to listen to Color Me Bad, but I can't listen to the Black Crowes. Is that too heady for me?
No, you do have, you're a wide Peter Cetera. You go, you swing over.
Firehouse.
Okay. All right, Firehouse.
Peter Cetera, Firehouse.
Yeah.
Paula Abdul.
I sold you short. I did not see that coming.
All right. Well, we've got our over under was 3. We're at 3. So unless our number ones are the same.
They aren't.
We called it. You already know they're not, huh?
No, because...
All right, well, let's hit that number one and find out for sure.
All right, my number one, you've already said it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's...
you went to the Motown Philly up top.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't argue with that.
Nope.
It's an argument to be made. It's the best song on the countdown.
This is... Yeah.
Yeah, so good. Feels like, love it. It feels like 91.
Oh, yeah.
So our over-unders, yep. 4.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know what else to say.
I guess we had four crossovers then, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Number 46 this week, all the things you've already said. It's the first single off the album, Coolie High Harmony. That's one thing you didn't say. We talked about New Jack Swing.
I did say that. I said I went out and bought Coolie High Harmony after all I heard right. the song.
Okay. I didn't know if you
don't
actually
sell me
said.
Short.
I will bring up that in the song they mention put you on the spot. What groups do they mention in the song?
Well, they mention ABC, BBD, yeah, the East Coast Family.
So another Bad Creation.
Yes. Belle Biv DeVoe.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
And in the video they show an all white group.
Yes.
A white guys. And I forget their names off the top of their head, but
I didn't write it down. I actually cut that part out of my
notes.
They
don't mention him in the song, but they're in the video. Yeah. I don't know if that was supposed to be something, but it never took off.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, that was in my notes and I cut it out.
ABC, BBD.
East Coast Family.
East Coast Family. Yeah. They never skip a beat.
I remember I can see my bedroom.
I can see
you coming down.
And the poster that you're telling people wasn't there.
That's not true.
Above your bed. Shadowboxing to LL Cool J.
No, I did
in
not.
In front of that Coolie High Harmony poster. Yes, you can deny it all you want.
I did not have.
Well, that's awesome. Number one. I had it at number four just because there were a couple. Or I had three because I had two that just. First of all, Don't Treat Me Bad from Firehouse. Amazing. So had to be
what's
just above it.
What's
number
one.
Number one what could keep Firehouse and Coolie High Harmony, Boyz II Men, out of the number one spot? It's the East Coast Family. It's the Playground.
Shut.
ABC, Another Bad Creation.
You did not pick as your number one.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, it is good.
Nothing better than 6 and 7 year olds rapping. See, nobody's sitting in their chair. Here comes the dudette.
This is. Ro-Ro. There it is.
I love this song. Playground is where it is at.
That's your number one?
That is number one. Number 10 this week, and that's as high as it would go.
Wow.
ABC, awesome. I love the song. Love the video. They got all their starter gear on. They're running around. I love the lyric. Into the Mizark, chilling in the Pizark. I got a break because my mother said, be home by Dizark. That's awesome, right? So another awesome, iconic lyric.
Poetry.
I swing my beats at the playground.
Wow.
You know? That's what they say. So
what's the,
I love it. And then they got that random dude rapping in the background. Come on, y'all. Come on. He's the hype man. He's hyping up the kids.
What's the other one? We've already talked about Aisha.
Aisha before.
And they mentioned the playground.
They do. Well,
no, they meet at the monkey bar.
At the playground.
Yeah.
That's where he saw the cutie.
At the playground.
Right? That's where he saw Aisha. Yeah. No, but that's what keeps it out. That's number one. Playground.
I have it on my cutting room. Playground, Another Bad Creation.
It shouldn't be a cut, but...
I also have a Don't Treat Me Bad.
I swing my beats at the playground. You know?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I love that song.
Okay.
So, well, other notable 91 songs. Let's see. Some that I liked, they just didn't make my list. I got The Power of Love, Luther Vandross.
What?
Yeah. You know about the Luther? I Don't Want to Cry, Mariah Carey, good one. You had Mama Said Knock You Out, so that was good. Ooh, Love is a Wonderful Thing by Michael Bolton. That was close. That was probably my number one cut. You know that song?
Wow.
Love is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, no.
There's some good harmonies in that song.
You know one that I thought would have made your list?
What's that?
Now That We Found Love, Heavy D and the Boys.
Yeah, I really like that song. It wasn't better than the 10 I picked. So it would have been in the 12 to 15 range. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So because if you heard my 10, I had Playground, Don't Treat Me Bad. I mean, those are some heavy hitters.
Yeah.
And I love Heavy D, but he's not heavy enough. Not for that. Not for that countdown.
Prior to the show, when we were doing our sound check.
Yes.
One of the songs used for your sound check was Nelson.
Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe they'd crack into your.
But that wasn't on the top 100, was it? I didn't think it was on the 100 this week.
Oh, maybe not.
So that's why it wasn't chosen.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Because it had to be in this 100.
Losing My Religion. UB40 was on there.
UB40. It's a good one. Yeah. Which one was that? The
Here I Am.
Here I am.
Yep. Black Crow, Hard to Handle was on there.
Hard to Handle was on there. But I already had a Black Crow song.
Yeah, there's quite a few songs I didn't know, but once I played, I was like, oh yeah. There's the Crystal Waters one. Da da dee.
I do not like that song.
Da-da-dee-da-da-da. Come on now.
It's rare that I don't like 90s songs. That is in the level of annoying. Is she so... She's homeless or something crazy is going on.
Yeah, it's called Gypsy Woman. She's homeless.
I don't like it. So yeah. That's fine. If people out there like it, that's fine. Someday we'll do a top worst.
Oh, yeah, because...
She can look forward to that list.
Because it's Gerardo.
All right. No.
He was in there.
He wasn't on this 100. He was part of 91, but he wasn't on this 100.
Why is he on my list?
But his other song is on there.
Yeah, he had a song.
But the good one isn't there.
No, it wasn't there yet.
Wasn't there.
No, it was We Want the Funk, a really bad.
Really bad. So another song from 91 was 3 a.m. Not 3 a.m. Eternal. That was the KLF. I just did that. It was Set Adrift of Memory Bliss.
Oh, I like Dawn. Them. PM Dawn. I like that.
Go look that up. You know, you cannot find that song anymore. The lead singer passed away.
Okay.
And then his cousin re-recorded it, and it's horrible. But he owns the rights to it, so he pulled all the original versions down and uploaded. So on streaming, unless you have an original CD or tape, you'll never hear the original version again. And the new version, very bad.
Wow. I didn't know that. I like that. That
great song.
CD was really good.
It was good. So.
Anyway.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode of Totally 80s and 90s Recall. We hope you've enjoyed a look back at our favorite songs on the Billboard Top 100 for this week in 1991, tough year to say. We were definitely swinging our beats at the playground. If you like this podcast, please hit that subscribe button and share it with a friend. And head on over to Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us feedback, 5 stars, please, which will help the show grow. Rob and I love hearing from our listeners, so please leave us a message on Instagram, Twitter, or our website. We will always answer. They're all included in the show notes. If you like today's musical choices, there are links to Spotify, Apple, and Amazon in the show notes. You can also find playlists for all of our previous music-based episodes. Finally, go ahead and email us at 80s90srecall@gmail.com with comments or show ideas you may want to hear in the future. And don't forget to tune in every Tuesday for an all-new episode of Totally 80s and 90s Recall.
So what are we doing next time?
Next time, we're going to have some fun. We're using the Billboard again, but we're going to be looking at the Hot 100 number one hits of 1987. There were 30 number one hits. We're going to make a top 20 playlist of the best 30 hits, and we're going to do it draft style, so there'll be no repeats. Okay. There's got to be 20 different songs. It's going to be fun. It's going to be some strategery. You'll have to tune in to see how it turns out, because it'll be a great time.
Brings back like fantasy football draft.
But days. With music. So it's going to be way better.
Yeah. No, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Challenging.
You can watch that movie Draft Day by Kevin Costner to get yourself prepped.
Okay. So 30, there were 30 number one?
30 number ones. So that tells you not very many songs held number one very long that year.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
All right. Well, you got anything else?
I got nothing else.
Fancy goodbye.
No fancy goodbye.
All right.